The safety of sage essential oil, part one. Camphor, fusion, toxicity, oh my. The nightmare down chemistry lane continues, using isolated compounds to scare the droppers out of essential oil's lover's hands. My scientifically induced trauma keeps resurfacing as studies continue to extrapolate isolated compounds found in essential oils to essential oils' effects, due to the misleading hype in recent headlines that use this logic to blame certain essential oils into shame, calling them potential endocrine disruptors, I've released a series to set the science straight. One by one, I aim to defend the good name of individual victims that are being wrongly accused. I started with Miss Clary Sage Oil due to the scleral, scare-all hype. This essential oil was an excellent example that its actions cannot be based on isolating one constituent. Scleral was reported to supposedly act similar to our endogenous hormones based on its chemistry, but it doesn't. Neither does sage oil. Next, I busted the myth that clary sage and fennel are estrogenetic or act as estrogen mimicrils once and for all by reporting on human trials. Any of the hormonal effects of these essential oils are related to their balancing properties, synergism of the oil, and the individual's unique biochemistry. Before I get into the unfounded claims of the estrogen activity of sage oil, I want to finish the general overview and safety concerns with it. Just as hormonal effects can't be construed by one compound, neither can toxicity. This story appears all too much like a sequel to the phenyl-estradiol debate. Two compounds in sage oil, camphor and fusion, also have been mistaken as equivalent to the essential oils. Warnings have been issued based on these compounds' actions in petri dish and rodent studies and from cases of overdosage and resultant human exposures. Fusion. Rodent studies and a fly study have reported that there is a concern for seizure activity with exposure to this constituent. Yet similarly to fennel's companion estradiol, there's evidence that mice, rodents, and humans' liver in vitro may detoxify fusion differently. Furthermore, mode of delivery is often not comparable to proper usage in human beings. More on this later. I found one abstract that reported that 11 essential oils, including sage, may cause seizures in humans, but I was not able to get the full article. The abstract appeared to be more of a caution based on a survey and the content of ketones in these essential oils. If you want a thorough review of the outcomes in some of the trials done with fusion, ToxNet will keep you busy for a few hours or days with its pages of reviews on animal studies and petri dishes. Just search the word sage oil on this website page using the nifty control and F button click trick and see if you can find a human trial that reports on the actual essential oil causing seizures with proper dosage. If you do, comment on my blog, because I didn't. Camphor. Regarding camphor, there were several cases I found in the literature. The first two cases view of its danger and warn against its use. Below is the whole story. Regarding camphor, in the first case, the father gave the child 1 teaspoon, equivalent to about 98 drops of camphorated oil. As a result, the child experienced seizures, was rushed to the hospital, and recovered completely. Please note that 1 to 2 drops are a typical serving of essential oils. This is an overdose. In the second case, the child ingested 20 milliliters of the oil given by her parent. That is more than a full bottle of an essential oil. The child experienced seizures and needed emergency care. Again, the child fully recovered. Please, moms, dads, guardians, do not let your child swallow more than 1 bottle of an essential oil. 3 cases of seizures in children were reported with illegal imported camphor, which also appears to be more overdosage cases. Again, no fatalities. Please note that these cases were not regarding sage essential oil. Due to the above, camphorated cottonseed oil was taken off the market in the United States, but is still available in Canada as an over-the-counter. WebMD recommends not taking camphor by mouth and using dilution on the skin. According to the general guidelines I found online, one article in a consensus statement in 2006, issues arrive with camphor taken at 30 milligrams per kilogram. One study cites in 10% camphor oil there is 500 milligrams of camphor in 5 milliliters. Let's break that down. They state that 5 milliliters could be toxic to a child. That is about 80 to 100 drops. Even if this is 20% and double this camphor, that would be 2.5 milliliters or about 40 to 50 drops. If anyone thinks it's okay to give their child 40 to 50 drops of essential oils, please review the resources for safety on my blog. Now that we've highlighted the isolated compounds and safety, let's look at the evidence with the actual essential oil in part two, the oil versus the isolate. I'll see you there.